Morning Church, it is a great privilege to be here and speaking. As the pastor says, I didn't have to say that. It's kind of embarrassing. I thought I can just keep that to myself and him. I was in preparation of making a sermon was actually like a month ago. When we had a practice event at Al's house, Justin asked me, Sungi, do you want to lead worship on March 31st? And I said, sure, I'll think about it. And he said, I need some time to think. At the same time, I was going through a lot of
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I was personally going through a lot of stuff at the time.
Thank you, Reggie Uncle. Exactly. Could we, one more time. I'm sorry about that.
Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. It clearly states that he did not come into this world just to die for Christians. It says he came to die for the ungodly. And that's what Jesus did. He came, he bore our sin and shame. All the things that we did wrong. All the things that we've done in the past that we cannot ever go back and fix. That thing, that pain that we caused Jesus, he paid it all. Jesus came to this world to save the brokenhearted, to the ones who fall short and went away. Jesus never said, because you left, I don't need you. He said, I want you more. He went out of his way to come into the world and hug you and want you closer. And that is how much Jesus loves you. And that term is called unconditional love. And going through the chapter, something that stood out to me was the character of Peter. And what I sat with late nights and just preparing this, I named this as Following Christ Without Denying Him. And one of the characters, as I said, is Peter. He was a man of wavered faith. Peter was originally known as the right-hand man of God. Peter was the first disciple Jesus called out into his little group and serving. After Jesus, Peter was known as the next leader among the group. He would tell people, he would delegate work to others, he would give people work to do. And I was reading and I found, what was Peter's character like? Who was he? He was a compassionate and a loyal man to Jesus. There was times where he's known as a hot-tempered man, but he was also known as a character of doubting. As you live a life in this world, we can't doubt anything that God has for us. He planned things for us accordingly to what we need. And there's no reason to doubt him for what he's giving us. If you turn with me to Luke 22, 33 and 34. Okay, let's wait there. That is showing Peter's loyalty to Jesus. Peter's saying, hey, Jesus, you go, I'll follow you, you know? I'll follow you wherever you go, to the ends of the earth. And it says, I'm ready to lay down my life, even to go to prison for you. But then Peter, the time when it came, he disowned Jesus 3 times. And that is proof that he couldn't hold on to what he said. And was holding on to that confidence he had, saying, I'm ready to go with you to both prison and death. That proves that Peter, his loyalty to Jesus was broken at that time. And also in Matthew 26:33, he says, I'm not reading exactly from the words, I just wrote down, Jesus, if everyone runs away, I will always be with you, and I'll go to wherever you want me to go. Can I use Alan as an example? He's always been our Jesus in every skit. If I'm telling Alan a thing or something that, hey, I'm going to trust you with something, and I say, and he tells me, like, he gave me everything that I need to know, but Jesus said to me, hey, you're going to disown me 3 times. How painful is that? You know? Just tell that to me. You say you're going to disown me 3 times.
I disown you.
No, you will know. Peter will disown you.
Peter will disown you.
Yeah. Not Peter will disown you. I will disown you.
I will disown you.
Not me. Me will disown you.
You will disown me.
There we go. And hearing that kind of a word from Jesus, thank you. I just needed that from you. And just in that matter, you know, I just wrote down some things that Peter might have thought in his heart. Why did Jesus say that? Why would he say such a thing about me? I walked with him everywhere. For almost 3.5 years, I walked with him everywhere. Did his work, served him righteously. And then Peter denied him. That broke Peter completely. As we go to read Luke 22, 60 and 61. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're talking about. And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord and how he said that to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. That crumbled him. As a character, that crushed him purely because he was walking close to Jesus. Now, why did Peter do such a thing? Because he saw the brutality that Jesus was being laid upon. He saw that Jesus was being beaten. He was being spat on. And Peter didn't want to face the same thing that Jesus was facing. Among the disciples, Peter was the one who saw the whole problems, the whole situation that happened to Jesus. He saw when Jesus was beaten, and more gruesome was he saw Jesus being flogged and whipped. And that put Peter in a state of fear, because he didn't want to be, because the word he said, I will go to you both prison and death. He actually saw death in front of his eyes, and he saw the pain that Jesus was going through. And he said, and he felt in his heart that I can't do that. And that is what stood out to me. He couldn't do it because he saw the pain of Jesus. He saw what Jesus went through for Peter. He saw what Jesus went through for each of the disciples. He saw what happened. He saw what happened to Jesus. He's exactly what we can think as well. We can see how Jesus went through that suffering. He paid the price. He was flogged. He was whipped for our transgressions. We could have done that. We could have imagined us being in that situation. Imagine us being held down and two guards flogging us until our skin was ripped open. I can't imagine myself being there. But Christ, who died for you and me, he did that willingly. He did that because he loves you unconditionally. And now after his resurrection, and when Jesus died, he was buried. And this is the time when all the disciples and all the people, they went into a place and they hid because they didn't want to get caught by the Jews, because they know if they get caught by the Jews, they'll be punished. But it's this time that the disciples and the people, they lost their trust. They lost what they had, their foundation that they had in Jesus. They lost all that. And what we see is that they went in. Peter initiated it. He said, hey, I'm going to go for fishing, and I'm going to go fish some fish. And the other disciples came and tagged along with Peter. And they went fishing. Something I thought to myself, well, why did Peter go back into fishing if God called him and said, follow me, because I'm going to make you the fishers of men? Jesus established that already in Peter's life. But he lost that faith in Jesus. And all that night, they went fishing, In exact the same way, they got nothing that entire night of fishing or anything. But the morning, as we see in John 21, 15 and 17, it's a conversation Jesus having with Peter. But prior to that, Jesus went and met other people. Is Jesus appearing to seven disciples? He's appearing to them. And before that, he made that encounter with, is when Peter had that encounter with Jesus. The whole John 21, 18 to 19 speaks of Jesus just pouring out, just asking Peter a simple question. And this simple question broke Peter. When they had finished breakfast, it's John 21, verse 15 to 19. I'll read. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." The second time, he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And this broke Peter completely. Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." If Jesus were to ask you that question, a king of all kings who was betrayed upon, or denied upon, not betrayed, I'm sorry. He was denied, saying, "I do not know him." But he still said, "Peter, I love you." And in John, in the same verse, 21 to 22, he said, when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, and this is what stood out, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "It is my will that he remain until I come." Jesus asking, "What is that to you?" And he established and said the three words, "You follow me." It is something that I had a similar effect as well. I would point things out of others. This key word, "You follow me." That's not even a question. That's a bold statement saying, "You should follow me." And that's a mandatory calling that Jesus has for us. And we can't run away from that being as Christians. Now, in this moment, we see, even still, as Peter was going through this situation. Now, it's a moment when Jesus is now ascending into heaven. And as we see, it's like Peter wanted Jesus' presence with him. You know, Peter wanted Jesus to be right beside him. But Jesus said, "I'm going to my Father. And you no longer have to be afraid of anything, because I'm sending the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to be with you. And he will be there with you to guide you in wherever you need to go. So you don't have to fear about anything. You don't have to worry about anything, because my Advocate will be there to guide you." Upon hearing this, Peter was excited. Peter had nothing to worry about. Peter had nothing to fear about. Because Jesus already established it, "I will be with you until the end of your days." The main thing that we get to see in Peter's life was Peter, as I was reading, Peter's transformation did not happen when Jesus called him on the first time. Peter's transformation truly occurred on the day of that shore. And that's when truly Peter encountered the love of God in his life. In Acts 2, it talks about the Holy Spirit, as I mentioned. It talks about how the Holy Spirit is there to be with us. Just as it's mentioned there, the Holy Spirit is with you as well, to be there for you, to guide you wherever you need to go. You don't need to fear about anything. You don't have to worry about what tomorrow is going to be, because Jesus has already established that, don't worry, I'm with you. This battle ahead may be hard for you. You might go through troubles. You might go through your worries. But Jesus said, don't worry, I have unconditionally loved you. And he still does that. And that is why we get to still live in this world. If you can all just close your eyes with me, I'm going to wrap up my sermon here. And let's all stand up, please, for a quick moment. Let's just focus on the term why. Why did Jesus die for us? It is a good question to remember. He did that all because he wanted us to be with him. He did that because he said, Sungith, Emmanuel, Jeremy, Jemmy, Monty Uncle, each one of you, named you, and he named and called you, said, I want you. He never wanted to lose you. He wanted you that close to his heart. He paid off all our sin, not a single penny. When you guys have payments to make, you guys pay until you have to pay that close and completely. Just as the same way Jesus paid it all. And that is how we can define how deep the Father's love is. Is it deeper than what we can actually reach for and grab? It's deeper than anything, and that's how much he loves you and me. Come on, just close your eyes with me. We'll just sing this once, this chord, this bridge of the song. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus, and now the curse of sin has no hold. Whom the Son set free, oh, it's free. Now my debt, now my debt is paid, it is paid in by the precious blood. The King of Kings who laid down his life, the blood that he poured for you and me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, it's free indeed. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise and honor. It's just my, now my debt. Now my debt is paid. It is paid. That my Jesus spill. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Yeah. has been. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me, whom the Son just the voices. And oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where you over me. Now my soul cries out, I'd just like to read Romans 5:8 once again. But God shows his love for us in that we were still sinners. And Christ died for, say your own name. And read that again. I want you to say for us, just say your name. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for Sangeet. Christ died for you and me. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Jesus, thank you for the penalty you took for you and me. For each one of us that are here, Jesus, we're brokenhearted and we come before you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for showing your unconditional love even while we were still sinners. Thank you, Jesus. And I bring all things into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Sunday school kids can come on up.